Okay, we are Simon Mem Zayin, and we are up to Siv Gimel. We said, number one, Birchas HaTorah Tzarech Lizar Ba'Ma'ayah. The person needs to be very careful when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. We said that we pass in the Birchas HaTorah is the Araisa, and therefore we spoke about what to do if a person has a doubt as to whether or not they said Birchas HaTorah. And we gave a few options. Ideally, a person should hear Birchas HaTorah from someone else. We spoke about being Yotze in Avarava. We spoke about if it's a Monday and Thursday to ideally be called up for an Aliyah, and so on. And in Siv Beis, we said that Tzarech Levarach Bein LeMikra, Bein LeMishnah, Bein LeGemara, Bein LeMidrash, even though there is a Diyun in the Gemara as to which types of Divrei Torah require a Bracha, but we paskin all types of Divrei Torah require a Bracha, and we had even a discussion, what about if it is a Sifri Diktuk, which is necessary? Is there a requirement for Birchas HaTorah on that? Siv Gimel, HaKosev B'Divrei Torah Afapi She'ino Korei Tzarech Levarech. So if a person is writing Divrei Torah, even though they're not reading it, nevertheless, they need to be Mevarech. Says the Mishnah Berurah HaKosev, Svirulei, what is the Pshat? Deksiva Odif Mihirhur. Meaning we're going to see in Siv Dalad that if a person is Maharher B'Divrei Torah, the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see those who disagree, but the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch is that if a person is only thinking and learning, that does not require Birchas HaTorah. So that says the Mishnah Berurah, and this opinion says that when you write, that is stronger than a mere hearer. So some say the reason why is because you're doing an action. You're writing it, doing an action, says the Lavush, is stronger. Whereas Yesh Aymrim, no. The Derech HaKosev Lahitzi Teva is Mipiv B'Shas HaKsiva. So he quotes over here from the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that the reason why you have to say Birchas HaTorah when you write is because invariably you're going to end up articulating the words. Which in Hanami comes out that if you know for a fact you're not going to do so, in theory, then you shouldn't. Now, the calls of a case of Svarim La'atzmai Derech Limuda Yumevin Mashu Kaysif. So let's say a person is writing up a Dvar Torah, which they had, which they heard, and they understand it, and so on. Then we say one needs to say Birchas HaTorah. Aval sefer hamatik ve'ein mevakish lahavin, ein tzarech levarach de'ein ze limud. But if someone, if you have a scribe and he's literally just transcribing something, he's writing something, and he doesn't need or is concentrating and thinking about what he's writing, then that's a different story. The kol shekeinim kosev eiza pasuk be'igeres harashus ledaber tzachis. Ein tzarech levarach, and all the more so if he happens to use and he happens to include a pasuk, but he's just doing it because it's just a nice way of writing something, but he's bechlal not thinking about the divrei Torah shaboy, vatischak liyem acharein. He just throws out in a part of a pasuk just because that kind of happens to fit nicely to what he's saying. Kevin Jinam is Skavin Lilmaid, then there's no obligation of Birchas HaTorah. Ulinyan Maisa his schema Renim Shlay Lismi Khaldasam Khabar Lavara Khalaksiva Levada Bechol Gavni. La Maisa, he quotes from the Taz, the Mangan Avram, and the Gra, that they say not to rely on the Shulchan Aruch, who says merely writing is sufficient and justifies the Birchas HaTorah. All you're doing is you're thinking and learning. So you should speak out the words. So in other words, let's say the fellow is, if the fellow is a sefer and he's just going to be writing and he's not necessarily thinking about it, he's not articulating it, then he says that you should not say Birchas HaTorah unless the guy, he's going to be saying the psukim of Yivarechacha, Elu Dvarim, and so on, which we say, in which case you are justified in saying Birchas HaTorah in the morning, because anyway, you've said psukim and you've said these various pieces of Divrei Torah, which is what we do anyway. Dalad Hamaharer B'Divrei Terein Tzarich Levarech. So here, even the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's merely hear her, then Ein Tzarich Levarech. It says the Rambam, V'Adin, the Yachal Lifsig Din, B'Leines Inas Tam L'Dvarov. So someone asks you a Shaila, and you can just say Mutter, Aser, and so on, without giving explanations. So then that is permitted to do. We find a similar halacha in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Someone asks you a shayla, you can give an answer, but to go into the reasons why and so on, being that there's an issur of Talmud Torah and so on, that you're not supposed to do. Now we said ein tzarich the hearer lav kedibur dami, because hearer is not kedibur dami. Lafiza yesh lizar lois and halim dim biiyu and mitecha sefer. She is our relates. So if you are the type that you learn silently, so you should make sure that you say things out loud after the bracha. Nowadays we do this anyway, so it's not such an issue. Now we've mentioned, obviously, if you speak words of Torah, there's a bracha. We said, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you write, you also have to say a bracha. And we said if you're maharer, you don't. What about if you hear a shir? So do we just say, well, that's hear her? That's just thinking. It's no different. So in number 10 over here, he says, on the bottom of the page, he says, Vashimeya divrei Torah lehuzkar b'mishnah brura hayim tzarech levarich. So at the back of the sefer, he says, he quotes the Shari Tshuva, kasa b'shem shut halachas ketanis. Shivarich, that you do need to say a bracha. Why? Sheshmiya adifa mihirur. Mishim sheshmeya ka'ina. There's a concept of shemeya ka'ina. So it's like I'm saying it myself. So that is the psak of the Shai Tshuva b'shem halachas ketanis. Me'idach b'shut halach v'chashleim, ayur shlam ha'kluga, say b'shedina ki hirur. Ve'in levarich. That's just cool thinking and learning. There's nothing different if you hear and so on. He quotes from Chaim Kanievsky, "Kasev shekala shemeh shiur b'divrei Torah, afilu b'kaletet, even on a cassette." Remember what those things were? Yeah, even on a cassette. Over telephone, tzarich levarich al hagra, mishum shetzarich levarich al kol yehira. We're gonna quote in a minute the opinion of the Gra. The Gra says that one does need to say a bracha on hear her. So anyway, and he says ve'af lecholkim al hagra. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky seems to go like the Shai Tshuva b'shem halachas ketanis, and he quotes at the end from Shlomo Zalman, "Al shmiyas divrei Torah tzarich levarech, ach im shemeya divrei Torah mahakaleta yesh l'stapek im tzarich levarech." If you're really hearing something live, then there's a shemeya ka'ina. But if you're just hearing a recording, we don't see shemeya ka'ina in such a case. Say again.
Why would Balkaira not make a bracha when he's
late? The only reason why the Balkaira doesn't make a bracha is because the Oila was mighty. Yeah. That's it.
That's it. The only reason.
That's the only reason. You're right. Otherwise, Sein Hachanami.
Oh, the Gila.
He does.
But he doesn't make a bracha Brechas Torah.
Right. So, no. So, like, Brechas Torah, but at some, you don't have to say Brechas Torah because you said brachas. You said Brechas Torah already in the morning. So there's no reason why you would have to save a Birchas HaTorah. The reason why we say a Asher B'char Banu is Mishum Kavod HaTzibur, primarily. It's not Mi'ikar HaDin. Shein Yetzah gave in Birchas HaTorah in the morning when he said it. It's more a Kavod HaTzibur type of a din. Good. Now, we said that Hu HaDin, D'yachal Lifsik Din B'leinis Yidastam, Nira dafka lifsig din bein bale dinin the eide derech limud. So you've got a couple of litigants, and they want to know chayiv zakai and so on. So you can paskin the eide derech limud of a little may din b'sefer b'li tam mevarich b'legar mikasef. So if you're learning kitzah shulchan aruch and you're learning piskei dinim, so when that he says that would be something which would warrant berachas atera. Livsik shatam shehu ikra hadin eina ela mahar belibay. And so the reason, which is the primary reason, all you're doing is you're thinking about it, so that's fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'agra b'biyur v'chelik al zeh u'sfirlei Deloy garizemi kere mikra belvad de tsarach levarech. Vafilo behiru levad machmish lelahara kolz manchle berach birgazatera. The Goyin says a person is not allowed or should not even think in learning until you have said the Birchas HaTorah. This is a very interesting thing. He's saying everyone agrees. So here the discussion is, can I think in learning before I've said Birchas HaTorah? Okay, Shulchan Aruch says you are allowed to, the Goyin says you shouldn't. But he says everyone would say, even the Goyin would say, that you're allowed to do a mitzvah before Birchas HaTorah. So the mashal, let's say some people have the minhag to bench lulav. You know, like first thing in the morning, first day sukkahs, they're very excited, and so on. There's an inyan, there's a reason makdim and the mitzvahs, and so on, and some people do it in the sukkah, as opposed to waiting till they come to shul, and so on. So he doesn't quote this over here, but the Sefer Bikuri Yaakov, the Aruch Lener of Yaakov Ettlinger, he's mistopic about this. He says it's not so poshut to say that you can do a mitzvah before Birchas HaTorah. In essence, the mitzvah is the manifestation of that which I have studied and learned, and now I realize I have to do, and I'm implementing it. And, you know, you take the Arba Minim, and I'm thinking, you know, should I be holding the Esrig, you know, the Pitim side up? No, I have to hold it the Pitim side down, because otherwise I've already been Yotze, because the Gemara says, Meda'ag be'nafik, as soon as you have it, you've been Yotze. You know, you have to kind of think and all of these halachas when you do the mitzvah. So that's what he says, that he says, Avogad beis maisa b'vadayu maharur b'din hazeh. You do have to think about it. Filachimot to kol shein miskavein lilmeid ein tzarech bracha. So it's fascinating. The same gra who says that if you're maharur b'divrei Torah, you need to say Birchas HaTorah, would say, but if you're doing a mitzvah, and even though you will need to be maharer a little bit about the details of the mitzvah before you do it, you don't have to. But Lamaisa, I mean, he says the Kuli Alma, I think he means the Kuli Alma between the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch, but it is a discussion in the Acharonim. Okay. Hey. Birchas HaTorah Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvos Mitzivanu. The Shulchan Aruch says Al Divrei Torah. So one says the Baruch of Al Divrei Torah. If you look in the Ber Hagdola over here, where there's a little asterisk, he says because of Arash, Mator, Sheish, Abram, Lasik, B'Divrei Torah. The Chenu Nusach Ask Ashkenazu Opalanya. So Al Kapan Shulchan says Al Divrei Torah, V'Hariv Na, V'Shev Ocharbano. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Al divrei Torah, minig medina seder leim, relasik divrei Torah, ger yacholem birkas asher bachar banu. So we mentioned a few times, we had this discussion last week about shloya sani goy, and all these things of exactly the nusach which a ger says. So he is able to say, asher bachar banu. V'hariv na, v'yesh medaktikim lahisiv v'tzitzaei tzitzaeinu. Like yet another generation. meaning our children, our children's children. He called me Shu Talmud Chacham Ubnoi Uben Bnei Talmid Chachamim Shuv Ein Hatera Pesekis Mizare Shnemar Leyamushu Mipicha Umipizarech Hazarech and so on. The Ein Sarach Lakach says the Mishnah, it's actually unnecessary. Ki Bechlal Vitzetzainu Ugam Kim Bnei Banim. Some say it's Milashin Tzei. So you already, in the word v'tzetzainu, you already have two deris implicit, and if it's unnecessary. In number 12, he says even if someone is unable to father children, he can still say v'nin achim v'tzetzainu, because the brach is b'lashon rabbim, it's not going solely on him, it's going on Klal Yisrael in general. We said v'asher b'char banu. The Tamid tia tefilas ha'av v'aim shagura v'fiem l'spala v'neim sheyu leim de tera v'tzadikim u'bali midas tevais v'nichavin ma'oid b'birkas ha'av rabba u'b'birkas ha'tera b'shashim v'nei anachnu v'tzatzeinu v'chein kisha'oimer b'uval atzien l'man l'nigal arik v'lei neled la'bahala. I mean, it shouldn't be that our toilet is for naught, for nothing, and so on. You know, the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't quote this b'shem anyone, so this is his own bit of Musar, that parents should always be davening for their children. One second. He says over here, number 13, he says, V'chein b'seiv tefillah shmona esrei kedem yiyu l'ratzein. We're going to say later on, v'shem nechai adam shenachon v'ro'oy l'chol adam l'spal b'chol yoyim shle tamo shater mipiv umi zari v'zer zari v'shu kol yetzich alatzav ov di Hashem v'emes. So, you know, every single day, says the chai adam, every single day. And they say this about, you know, the chsam sefer, they ask the chsam sefer, like, you know, how are you zeich to have such a shalshelis of tzaddikim and enoklach and so on. And he said, mamish, every day, you know, he would daven with b'dmei shalish, he would, you know, daven and cry for his kids and so on. So that is something which the Mishnah Berurah stresses one should do.
Before the
Yilratzen. Before Yilratzen, yeah. Before Yilratzen. Now, says the Shacharim in Vav, Eimer v'harev im Vav. You say v'harev na. Hagav yeshem im b'leivav v'chinago. Aval yesetev leimer bivav. It's better to say with. So it's interesting. You already see from this Ramah, when the Ramah says v'chinago, doesn't necessarily mean that's the best thing to do. Just down, you know, to understand how when the Ramah says v'chinago, you know, this is what people are accustomed to do. This is what the Olam does. This is what the Vel does. But la dafka, that's the best thing to do. Like he's saying over here. Lema'i, he says, some say without a vav, v'cheinagu. But better not to do that. So, you know, there's no'igim and there's v'cheinagu, and there's slight nuances in the way the Ramah presents Minig Yisrael. We know that according to the Ramah, you know, Minig Yisrael was an extremely important determining factor in how to be kiveya, the halacha for Minig Ashkenaz. But here he says, chenogu, but it's better not to. Says the Mishnah Vav, de bracha achasi. So the reason, the justification for saying it with a vav is because it's one bracha. It'll be a brand new bracha, beginning with Baruch. You might say that's not true. What do you mean? Why would you say that it opens up with Baruch if it is juxtaposed to another bracha? Usually if it's nismach to a bracha, then it doesn't open up like every single, from the second bracha of the Shemana Esrei onwards, it doesn't begin with Baruch. Only the first one begins with Baruch, because all the other ones are smucha l'chavrta. So Mikol Makim gave in the brachis kitzaris hein havi l'lifteach b'baruch, being the short brachas, then even though they are a smucha l'chavrta, then they would open up with the baruch midi de'avi abirkas havdalah shepeischis b'baruch afa pishin smucha skimin shen kitzaris and so on. They're not technically considered to be smuches as such. You could see each of them by themselves. Alaner, you could see the brach on the ner by itself. You could see the brach on besamim by itself. Now the Ramah said the best thing to do. Say it with a vav. This is the best thing to do according to everyone. Because if you say, if you do it without a vav, then people might say, the last sigma divrei seira, amen. You know, people will say amen. So we're saying it's really one bracha, so you're not really supposed to say amen. And therefore, the best thing is to do it with a vav, to show that it is one bracha. Again, avlim tamer b'levav, avi harav na bracha b'fnei atzma, avi hafsik lo'esu de'esh yisvir le'de bracha achasi, v'chein no'egim kayoim, le'me v'harav b'vav. That is a minik, now this to do with the vav. Ulin, and he is amein achalasik v'divri seris. So he says, yish deus bin achreinim, v'roi v'achreinim mitzadim sh'lei lanes amein. The general consensus in the achreinim is that one should not say amein at that stage. And therefore, at times when we're concerned that a person might erroneously say Amen, so it's actually preferable to say the bracha quietly. Lamashal, we learned in Hilchas Tefillin, when you say the bracha Lahaniach Tefillin, you say it out loud. When you say Al Mitzvah Tefillin, you do it quietly. Right? The Sfaradim only say one, they only say Laniach, And remember, we had a shaila for Sephardi. Here is an Ashkenazi say the bracha of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. It's a shaila if he's allowed to even answer Amen, because maybe it's considered to be a bracha of Atala, we said. And therefore, you're supposed to. What's that? And therefore, we said you're supposed to say it quietly. So, in situations where there's this potential concern, then the best thing to do is to say it quietly. Let's see if we could do one more. Birkas avos olam piteres birkas atera imlamed miad b'li hafsik. So this is what we saw at the beginning of the siman, that if a person has a doubt as to whether or not they said birkas atera, they should have in mind that during avos olam avarabba, and that would patter, providing that you learn, he says, miad b'li hafsik. So let's see. He says the Mishnah, avos olam nokat avos olam l'vimad the pasuk. Come on, in siman samach. Avala Ramah, that we say Avarabba, fine, same thing. Upasha duadin bebirkas avas ailam ba'arvis, gamken shepeteris. There's ilbos of time, it's the same thing. Vinafkaminalinyan im avar viyashin shnas keva al mitase kaidim. If you slept, that's you went to sleep, and you get up at 11, and then you dive in ma'ariv, and so on. Ladasa machabla, come on, sifyad aleph, to shnas keva vihefsik. Then that really would be considered to be a break, an interruption. You would have lost your birchas haTorah. You would now have to say a new bracha. Afilu v'minek shenag shenahigin kedasi yishemim sham lahakel. Not to mikol makom yoyam toiv yoyisa shechavim birchas avos olam lifter latzisidei das riva poiskim amachmir bezeh. So bottom line, he's just saying that in situations where there is a doubt as to whether or not you need to say a new birchas haTorah, i.e., you slept for 5 hours in the afternoon, right? And now you wake up and it's time to go to shul and daven ma'ariv. There are many shittas which say you need to say a new birchas haTorah. So even if practically we don't, but it's a good idea to have in mind during Avarabba of Arvis that you're going to be yitz. We said peteris sheyish b'me'ein birchas haTorah. The same libeinu lil ma'id lamei lishmar alaseis and l'kaim and so on. V'chaim et esasam. The mashmat the afirulei kivin be'ezah bracha lifter bezeber kasatera sagi. So we mentioned this earlier. Ideally, a person is definitely supposed to have in mind. Oops, I'm not sure if I said berachas atera. I'm having in mind now during avaselam avarabba to pater. But even if you didn't, it could very well be that you are yitzah. We said im lama de berachas avarabba kivin the niskana ikar lekriyishma lemischazi. L'shem berachas haTorah doesn't appear to be berachas haTorah ela b'shen miyad, unless you learn afterwards, right afterwards. Kosev alavoy, she'afim espal v'sim tefila, eidin ikra b'seh hefzik. You know, you're not going to learn right after you say this bracha, but right after Shemon Esrei is what you should do. Given she'achakach lamad miyad. Miyad, avila ma'at l'shem mitzis limud, v'oz shuv le'yitztarach l'varech, koleis ha'yoyim, avila hefzik, v'omad v'chazel l'limudai. Even if you stop, you're mafsik, and you go back and learn. Al derech shi'isbar lekamei, we're going to see an amazing thing. A person says berachas during the ishachris. He says yivarechacha. He says eilu dvarim, and then he goes to work for 8 hours, and then he goes and then he learns again. Why don't you have to say new bracha? You know, if you're the incredible hefsik, you're involved. And we're going to see when it comes to divrei Torah. Be'etzem, my mind's at it the whole time. I have to do other things to support myself, livelihood, and so on. But it's not considered to be a hafsik throughout the day. Okay.
Okay.